explain, if you could, and maybe think of it as an elevator conversation, what did he do?
Basically, what he did was something which has never been done before. Now, if you were to think of, let's say, an analogy that might be a little more familiar to us here, you know, scoring maybe 4 grand slams in a baseball game, or, you know, think of Chamberlain's 100 points in a basketball game or something, which has never been done before. Do you generally think that it's not going to happen for a long period of time? I think that's what he achieved in the cricket sense of the word.
And 100 and a double 100, he literally is, we would think of it as at bat for the whole time?
Yes, he was at bat for the whole time, and it was amazing the way he did it. And it's an incredible record, and I don't know, it's been there for a long time. One-day cricket was started in 71, so think about it, it's been there. Nobody has broken this record, and God knows if they will in the future.
Now, you mentioned Wilt Chamberlain. I had thought of him. I had thought perhaps of Roger Bannister and breaking the four-minute mile, or Don Larson, his perfect game in the 56 World Series.
Yep.
Is it on a level with those kind of accomplishments that Americans would understand?
I think so. You know, this is an incredible thing. I mean, if you read the comments that have come in about what he has accomplished from his peers or people, you know, who have played the game at his level, you know, they talk about what has been achieved and what this relatively still a young man has accomplished. It is an incredible record.
What do you think the likelihood is that it could be done again?
Obviously, you never, you can, as you learn, you never say never, but it is a pretty hard thing to achieve because of the way the game is evolving with the, you know, shorter time span and things like that. So it is getting harder and harder because the game is getting more and more commercialized, and people like Sachin are going to be fewer and fewer in between. It's like if you look at professional football right now with free agency and everything else, you know, people keep moving and people, you know, the lifespan has become shorter, and I think the same thing is applying to cricket too.
How big a star is he in India?
He's the man in India. I mean, Sachin is untouchable. He's probably more popular than any star. He's got the biggest endorsements, and he's king.
How many people have you heard, talked to, emailed, or otherwise communicated with about this today?
Hundreds, you know, because the news spread pretty fast, and obviously the email and social networking kind of can fill you up pretty fast with the news, as you know.
So this is a fun day.
I think it's a great day, no matter which side you're on, just if you like cricket, because what he achieved, you know, he's an artist, really. Truly an artist. If you enjoy or you watch cricket, it's like, you know, if you like basketball, when Jordan was at his peak, I'll think of Michael Jordan as truly an artist. You know, he was like flying. The man could fly. And so it's, Sachin is in, kind of in that genre. If you go to India or to some of these countries, no matter what time you go, one thing my dad's a big cricket addict. There's some match or some game on, and this man in that country of, you know, absolute cricket, you know, people who are really obsessed with cricket is an obsession there. He rises above everybody else. So just think of a country that is obsessed with cricket, and he's the man in that obsession.
We appreciate your help on this.
And I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you, and if there's anything else I can do, maybe throw a few googlies or stuff, let me know.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.